And we are live, Newsday Tuesday. How you doing, Lev, my friend?
I am doing well. It's been a while. How are you? You've been doing a lot.
Yeah, doing a lot. I'm doing good, though. We're back on track.
Yeah? So, you know, you had, what, a big move or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah? So, like, the whole empire, Rome TV empire, made a big move?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's
gotta get it. I got to get it right there. Working on it.
I got to get some stenciled graphic or something.
Yeah.
That would look great. And you like the new digs?
Yeah.
Yeah? Good. Good, good. Yeah, well, I still like these. This looks pretty nice.
Nice.
It's pretty cool here. You know, you can change that screen to anything we want. You know, we did a on-camera earlier today where it had the NBC Connecticut Investigates logo up there. So we can do work up. This is like a mini studio. So it's pretty
nice.
Cool.
Yeah. How you doing?
Yeah, you know, I'm doing okay. Ratings are over. Plenty of work, though, as we get ready for the next ratings period, some specials we're working on. So there's never a dull day right now, that's for sure. But yeah, no, things are good. The weather's getting better. We'll talk about that in a minute. March Madness, we're on the footstep of that. Baseball season's about to start. A lot of things going on with the NFL. Oh, yeah, news. There's news, too. Let's do the fun stuff first, though.
Right. What's your movie of the week?
My movie of the week has to be Oppenheimer, and it may be a repeat. But frankly, they won, what, 2 Academy Awards the other night?
Yep.
Did you see it yet?
I did see it. I gotta watch it.
Oh, you do. I think it's on like Netflix. If you get that.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, because you're not paying $20 to go to the theater.
Right.
So I would do that. The lead actor who was also in that I think it was a Irish or Scottish movie. What was that movie? Oh shoot. It was in Birmingham, England. But anyway, so the lead actor won and the supporting actor both won. And then I know the lady in the movie, I like that one too. The Holdovers, I think it was called, which was about people who had to stay at a private school in New England over the Christmas break. And she was like the cook and cleaning lady. And she was awesome. She was great in that movie. And so I was glad to see she won. And then Emma Stone won for Best Actress. Not supporting like the other lady I was talking about. And she, I don't know if you saw that movie. That was a wild one. I can't remember the name of it. Something like Poor Things, I think it was called.
Poor Things. No, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, it's graphic, but she was amazing. And I can't remember anybody else who won. But you can put that one on me. I assume Oppenheimer won for Best Movie, too, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm not. Do you watch those shows? I don't. Those awards.
Not really.
Shows. No. Yeah. A little boring, right?
Yeah.
Well, too much. Yeah, too much of that stuff. All right. So that's my favorite movie. What about yours?
Mine's is a little weird one, but it's on Xfinity. It's called La Madre, which means mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's kind of like her daughter got kidnapped, and you know. She used to be in the military or something like that back in the day. So she was trained really good. And then she had to go back to her old ways. And then she got her daughter back.
All right. Yeah, see, it's hard to believe, but I work for these guys. Yet I don't have Xfinity at my house. We can't get it where I live. So I'll have to look around. La Madre.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds like a good choice.
That you have Frontier?
I don't. Oh, we're Cox Cable where I am.
Okay.
You know, something to look forward to. I've been watching this other really good series, Beef. I probably should have mentioned that. That is on Netflix also. And it starts out with these two people in a road rage incident. And it gets nuts. The script just bends and wends and goes all over the place. So I highly recommend it.
Gotta see it.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun. So that's the movie or TV show. Sports team.
Atlanta Falcons.
Oh my gosh, that's what I was gonna say. Right there, right there, right on the script. Atlanta Falcons.
Right there.
And why?
Me, I haven't really been catching up a lot, but I've seen a couple of clips. I seen like because I follow this football and sports thing, mm-hmm. and they post everything, so I've been catching it.
And so you're talking about Kirk Cousins getting signed, that quarterback. Did they get yep. some other signing too?
I think so. Yeah.
They need it. They have the tools. They got that great running back. They have this tight end they don't use, who's really good. Like he's 6'8" or something, and they've had him 2 years and they never throw to him. So, and I mean, their quarterbacks the last few years have been pretty bad, and they needed to move on from Matt Ryan. So I get it. I do get it. So I am with you on that. But there's more. Food dish of the week. I'm very intrigued, Rome. What say you?
Fish.
What kind of fish?
Like a nice fried fish or even baked fish.
Side dish?
Side dish. Salad.
Okay, you are such a good young man. Getting all those omega fatty acids and you're getting a nice salad. Cutting out the carbs. Good for you. But you know what? I'm pretty good too. Mrs. B last night made the vegetarian chili. And you remember how cold and nasty it was yesterday? And it had been for like 3 days. So you couldn't have talked about anything more perfect than that.
Right. I mean, can't go wrong with
chili. Warmed up on the inside. That's what be what's for dinner tonight, too, even though it's like 60 degrees outside. But we'll get to weather in a minute. So we got some news. Lots of news.
Lots of news.
What are you interested in here, Rome?
The police. What's going on with the police?
Oh, man. A lot. Apparently, they arrested a tow truck driver in East Haven, excuse me, for allegedly overcharging customers for service. Have you ever been towed?
I have.
Not a pleasant experience, right?
Right.
No. And that's just the beginning. And then imagine something like this. Police said numerous price gouging complaints came to light and prompted an investigation. The investigation began after a driver questioned how much money it was going to cost. And it was only not even a mile down the road. In that case, the person was charged more than double what the state law allows. So investigators, you know, dug into this company called One Source Towing. And according to investigators, One Source Towing overcharged customers on more than 50 occasions. The tow company charged an administrative fee, a fuel surcharge fee, and other fees outside regulatory state set fees. And again, this is according to investigators. But if all that's true, that's pretty scary. And yeah. You really got to look at your bill and look at the bottom line.
Got to double check it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. More police news. This one's sort of, you know how in our business we'll say cops and courts. This is the court end of it. Law and order. A Connecticut man who denies having led a violent Hartford gang has been acquitted of a murder charge and freed following a third trial that resulted from the state Supreme Court overturning his conviction. Donald Rainer, who is 38 now, broke down in tears when the state court jury announced its not guilty verdict yesterday, Monday. He was freed after having spent the past decade detained on bail. To which Rainer says, I feel great, but I want to shine a light on how these people overreach and it's not a fair process. So certainly more to come on that. What do you think of that one?
That's crazy. Whole decade.
Mm-hmm. Never found
long
guilty.
Time.
Well, I mean, found guilty, but appealed and overturned and a lot of back and forth. Let's see. What else do we got here? So I don't know about you. I don't go to the post office very often, but I know which one I want to go to now. Good news out of, you know, I guess you'd call this Eastern Connecticut. A post office in Connecticut has the best customer service in America. The U.S. Postal Service said the Moody's Post Office earned first place in a national USPS retail challenge that started in October and lasted for 5 weeks. The four finalists were Moodus, Connecticut, Midlothian, Texas, Lawndale, California, and Lakeside, California. Moodus received a traveling trophy that will stay at the Moodus post office until next year's champion is crowned. And we got to end it on some good stuff, right?
Nice, right.
Yeah. What do you want to end it on? Got some choices here. We could end it on one of two things and then go to the other.
Let's go to the traveling trophy.
All right. Well, we just did the traveling trophy.
Oh, wow. California, Texas,
well, that's,
Lakeside.
Those are the other towns in the U.S. Postal Service challenge that Moodus, Connecticut won. But the other big news, there's other winners in today's news. UConn, big stuff. Three of their players got top men's basketball honors in the Big East. So Tristan Newton, Cam Spencer, and Dan Hurley gave Connecticut a sweep of the Associated Press top men's basketball honors. Newton is the conference's player of the year. Spencer is newcomer of the year. And Hurley is coach of the year. And this was released today by 11 journalists that cover the conference. How about those Huskies? Men and women.
Nice.
Women won Big East last night.
They always won.
What do you think?
Nice.
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen? You got tournament time coming up, Rome.
They got it. Paige is back in there.
Yeah.
They got it.
What about the men?
Men, they got it. I think they got a chance.
Wow. And you're going to be doing some brackets, right?
Right.
All right. I think 1 year you did. So make sure you do. They're fun. So I remember I asked you 1 year and you said no. I'm like, come on, Rome.
Yeah, I got to do it this year.
Yeah, you do. I mean, it's going to be tough. And that'll get me to the last thing I got to talk about, because you're going to want to be outside. The weather is ridiculous. At least for the next 3 days, it's going to be in the 50s and the 60s. And so you don't want to be here in the studio or in your studio, as much as we love what we do.
Right.
You want to get outside and enjoy stuff. So I hope you do. And that's all I got, man.
Thank you. See you next week, my friend.
Yes, we will talk next week. So good to see you, and congrats on the move.
You too. Thank you, Len.
All right. Talk with you, Rome.
All right. Talk soon.
All right.